And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. And on today's show, I've asked one of my mentors, Robert, to join me and to impart some wisdom upon you. Now check this out. Robert is one of these guys that did everything he was supposed to do. He went to school, got good grades, got into college, got more good grades, earned an engineering degree. So you know that, you know, he wasn't partying all the time. He was actually studying, because if you're going to pursue an engineering degree, you actually have to spend some time in the books. So he earned that degree, and he spent 20 plus years in corporate America working as an engineer. And let me just quote something to you that Robert shared with me. After 20 years in oil and gas exploration and production, primarily in West Texas, he was frustrated with corporate politics. Yeah. Now, I got to ask you guys the question. Do you ever get frustrated with corporate politics? Well, Robert was, I mean, he was filled. He was done with corporate politics. He's an engineer by degree and trade, and he loves solving problems. And more importantly, he loves to help other people. But he had reached a point in his career where he felt that teams worked against each other, not working with each other, but working against each other in a fight for corporate funding instead of working together to maximize profitability. It was not a fun environment to be a part of, and he needed a change. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to stop, because I could tell Robert's entire story, and it's going to pull on your heartstrings, because I know many of you empathize with what he's going through. But what I want to do now is I want to bring Robert onto the show, because I want you to hear from his own words exactly how difficult it was for him to continue a career that seemed to have been falling apart at his feet. So with no further ado, Robert, welcome to the show. How are you today, my friend?
Doing good. Appreciate you having me on, and always good to talk to you, buddy.
Man, it's a blast. It's not every day that I get to interview one of my personal mentors, and we'll get into that a little later on in the show. But talk to me about what it was like being a young man and pursuing your dreams as an engineer.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to tell you, the oil and gas business is a very cool business. It's a very unique. It's a lot more technical than a lot of folks would think it is. And it's made up of a lot of folks that, you know, just down to earth people out there trying to solve problems and figure out new ways to do things and, you know, maximize, the opportunity for our country to be energy independent, which it was for a while. And, you know, that environment was amazing. It was fun. I mean, it's like long nights. You're out on location, you know, you're joking around with the guys, trying to figure out new ways to get things done. Whenever you get success, everybody's excited about it. And it's a great feeling just to be part of a team that's succeeding and figuring out a way to solve problems in a new way. And then as you kind of get up, you kind of move up the ranks, manager, and then, you know, manager of managers. And I ended up as a regional manager for an oil corporation. I don't have anything against the corporation. Just kind of, I think that's probably a natural progression for folks to go through any industry. And as you get up, you know, farther in the chain, it becomes less about, you know, solving problems as it is about, you know, managing conflict almost. So it's just not as fun of an environment. And for me, I'm not necessarily driven by, you know, money. But the money was great, without doubt. But I like to enjoy the work that I'm doing. And, you know, it got to a point that it was getting a little bit rough from an environmental standpoint. Just the work environment was a little bit tough, and was looking to hopefully do something different, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I heard this guy on the radio talking about, you know, what would happen if you lost your job. And in oil and gas business, you see people losing their job quite a bit. You make a lot of money and then you make no money. And I was lucky enough to be, you know, work through all those cycles without experiencing that. But I was thinking about doing something different. And he was talking about passive income and all that kind of business. And he was speaking to me because I was in that mode. And, I went to a little short seminar and then a 2-day seminar, and I was hooked. And, it just goes on from there. That's whenever we started our journey with Lifestyles.
So, Robert, kind of explain to me what Lifestyles Unlimited did for you regarding your education process.
Well, I'd say the first thing Lifestyles did for me was it opened my mind to the ability for people to own more than just single-family real estate. And there's nothing wrong with single-family real estate. That makes great money. It's a great investment path. But multifamily has the opportunity to do some things financially that, single-family can't necessarily do. And I remember whenever I was going through the 2-day, I was super blown away with the single family stuff. And I was like, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go out and buy my 5 houses tomorrow. And tomorrow came and it was the second day of the Tuesday. And they were talking about apartments and the ability to, force appreciation and, the returns on multifamily properties were potentially higher. And so, at that point we had some capital to invest and I was super excited about getting into that business. So I think, the first thing is just understanding that there is an opportunity. And I'll also say, the motivation behind it. If some of the guys that are listening now haven't been involved with this, find a case study, log online, find out where the case studies are and go up and see these people that have gone through the program that just like me had no real estate experience. They were probably frustrated with their corporate job. It seems to be, a common theme. And wanted to do something different, and there'll be different people in different cities on different stages that have gone through the program, and they'll show their, how they got into it, what kind of success they had, and just being able to, listen to the mentors and follow the map and take that education and do something with it. There's a high probability of folks being able to be successful in this business.
Now, it's pretty clear to me, but I don't think it's clear to the audience, that you've stepped away from your oil and gas career. Is that a true statement?
Yeah. Yeah, we joined in 2016. It was February when we joined. We got into 2 deals from a passive standpoint. So a passive is basically someone that helps someone else who's buying a property fund that property. And so, we were investors in the property, but we didn't have any responsibility for it. Our responsibility was to read the reports and to cash those checks, which is a wonderful responsibility to have. I'm a bigger passive than I am a lead, and I like the passive income stream much better. It doesn't matter how much time you have. There's always an opportunity to be able to invest and make some good money in real estate. I didn't have any experience to start with. And so we retired. That was your question, really. So, yes, we retired. In 2.5 years, we were able to replace our annual expenses with our real estate investing. And then in 3.5 years, we were able to replace our corporate salary with real estate investing. And so in 3.5 years, which was 2019, we left the oil and gas business and just do real estate full time now.
So when you were thinking about becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, did you hear our tagline where we talk about retiring in 5 years or less?
That was probably part of it. But the thing that really hit me whenever I was listening to it, because it was on the radio, probably similar to this right here. I was getting gas at the gas station on Sunday, and the guy was talking about, if you had you lost your job or you were making a change, how fast would you consume your savings? And then he started talking about passive income and the fact that, that it wasn't about having a nest egg of money to live off of, and hopefully you live, your money lasts longer than you do. It was about creating passive streams of income so that it didn't matter, how long you were retired, because retirement was just living off those streams of income you had and not consuming that nest egg of funds that you had saved up.
So speaking of saving up funds, where did the money come from for you to actually invest in real estate?
We had a pretty good savings. So, oil and gas is it's a lucrative industry for sure. And so when you're working, you make good money. And whenever you're not working, you make no money. And so it's very cyclic. But whenever the income comes in, it's very good. And so we have always done good about saving money. We had a little nest egg of cash that we had set aside. and so we started off our investing like that. Later on, we did a Quadro, and we're able to take out our 401k and invest in it. And right now, I mean, we don't have anything in stocks. We are all cash and all real estate.
So you blew up your 401k. I mean, that's making the hair stand up on the back of the necks of our listeners. So was that a scary experience to do that?
No. Whenever I first started, it would have been for sure, you know, because I was the first one to go to school in my family. And, you know, the only thing that I knew about retiring was build a nest egg. And how do you do that? We either save it, which makes nothing, or you can put it in a 401k or an IRA, which in theory should grow, although sometimes it halves, you know, depending on what the market does. You don't have any control over it. And those were really the only options that I knew about. I didn't know about other strategies to be able to save for retirement. And so, you know, as I've been a member longer and see people do, go walk their real estate journey, a lot of people had cashed in their 401ks and cashed in all their stocks and all that kind of good stuff. And so they weren't necessarily tied to the market and the swings and things they couldn't control. And now they were in more control of the money they had to be able to invest it in the way that they wanted to. So I kind of just followed the map on that. And, we were able to cash out our 401k with no penalties and invest them in multifamily properties. And it's done very well.
So how's your wife doing with all of this real estate investing stuff? I mean, was she on board initially, or was she thinking you lost your mind?
No. So she recognized that the corporate environment that I was in was a little bit uncomfortable. And so, you know, we're a team and support each other for sure. And she was excited about the opportunity to do something, for me to do something different that she knew that I would be more happy with. And so she's been supportive for sure the whole way. And she does help with the business as well. She's been through the education and she helps with some of the operational things. But yeah, she's definitely been supportive.
Yeah, I'm in your same lane because I have a very supportive wife that believes in what I'm doing. And she's my big cheerleader. So the fact that you have the same thing going on in your household, it only creates the opportunity for success. When we come back from the break, more with Robert. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn for just $297 with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Robert, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So Robert, what I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about mentoring. And I disclosed earlier in the show that you serve as one of my mentors. You are what I consider my primary multifamily mentor. You're the guy I go to get wisdom and guidance when I'm operating in the multifamily space. So here's the question. Who mentors the mentor?
Mentors. The cool thing about being a mentor, I mean, I tell you what, this is the best job that I think I've ever had. I love helping people. I love solving problems. And so it fits real well with what I like to do. But on the resource side for me, not only have I have, you know, experience of lots of members and I have, but I've got the experience of all the mentors as well. So like we just recently went through an acquisition on a property and I had three different mentors look at that project with me to make sure that, you know, it was what I thought it was. My eyes can get crossed as well. And it's always good to have somebody else to bounce things off of. And so, you know, I'm not the ultimate end all be all of mentors. And I have other guys that I can rely on that can give me, you know, unbiased opinions as to the information that I'm looking at to make sure that I'm looking at it in the right way.
So what information were you seeking from these other mentors that you couldn't provide for yourself?
Well, it's not necessarily information that I couldn't provide. It was the information that I had. Was I looking at it right? And so, you know, we'll teach, like as a mentor, we'll teach you how to go through and do your market surveys. We'll teach you about what expenses should be. We'll teach you about how to make the property more profitable. And so you know how to go and find that information. The education helps with that. But what the mentorship really benefits it as, it's another set of educated and experienced eyes that can look at the information and ask questions that you may not have thought about, so that it helps you to reduce the risk that you have as you're going through that investment strategy.
So you're taking full advantage of everything that Lifestyles Unlimited offers you. I mean, you're reaching out to mentors that you trust because you do want that disinterested third-party set of eyes looking at what you're looking at. Because, I mean, let's just call it what it is. There's a concern on your part that you just might miss something that you don't want to miss.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, you get excited about an opportunity. And so you may think that things could be more positive than they are. And you want things to work out, but you have that unbiased, you know, set of eyes or opinion that helps you to either confirm what you're thinking is true or ask you questions or, you know, point out, hey, it looks like this might be a little bit off. You need to go back and do some research. Here's how you'd find it. And, you know, it really helps to tune up the investment performance for sure.
So when you're working with a mentee, maybe somebody like me who's just getting started with the multifamily acquisition process, what kind of things do we talk about when it comes to the mentor-mentee relationship?
Well, I think the first thing that is important to talk about is where you're at. You know, it's important that there's open communication as to, you know, your finances, your time, you know, where you are located. I mean, there's a lot of things that it's helpful for a mentor to understand. Where are you? Where are you at right now? And then where do you want to go? You know, I want to buy an IRO, or I want to be a passive, or I want to be a lead. Sometimes folks think they might know where they want to be, but a conversation might help them understand that might not be the goal that they're looking for. And so you help to define the goal that the member actually has. And then once you have those two things, you know where you're at and you know where you want to go, then it's pointing in the right path. And that's the part that we'll help with both of those. But we're also, I think, have a tremendous amount of benefit about helping walk you through that path to get to the spot that you actually want to be.
Can you share with the audience an experience that you had with one of your mentees where maybe they were kind of going in the wrong direction and you were able to help them course correct?
Oh, for sure. I just recently had a conversation with a mentee that is just getting started on his path and was looking at buying a property that might be a little bit too big for him. You know, maybe they haven't thought through all of the requirements in order for them to be able to take that acquisition down. And, you know, I think that just simple things like that, they help the member to understand, you know, what their opportunities are so they can focus on those things that they can achieve. And be more efficient with their time and their searching and you know, hopefully get to that acquisition phase a little bit quicker.
Do you have an area in the United States that you specialize in?
That's a great question. So I'm in Central Texas. And so, you know, I have walked properties with members within 2 hours of me. I don't mind driving. It's probably my favorite part of the job is really being able to be on site with a member, whether it's their first tour of the property, which I think is very beneficial because I can help them see things that maybe they can't see, that the property might be distressed in a way that they don't realize, and help them to plan for that on a takeover, but also helping members with their inspections and their feasibilities and all of those things that are very important to make sure that they're capitalized correctly for those properties. So, I mean, Central Texas is home, and I understand those markets a little bit better. But we're also reaching out and helping our national mentor members as well. And so even though I had a call with somebody here this week and they were asking about a specific part of the city that I had not been to, and I had to help them understand, hey, look, I don't have that. I don't know if that street is good or that street's not, but here's the things you need to go look for to find out whether it is or not. And so, you know, we're helping folks that are all across the nation really to understand how to find information that will help them to analyze those areas and analyze those deals, even though we may not be able to walk that specific property with them.
Yeah, I think that's a huge benefit to me as a mentee, because one of the things that I deal with when I'm talking to you, and specifically what I'm trying to overcome, is something called fear. I have fear of failure. I have fear of the unknown. I have fear of something that I can't control. And I think that's one of the things that you bring to the table. You don't bring fear to the table. Let's be clear about that. But you bring to the table some sense of balance. You bring to the table something that is beneficial to me that allows me to overcome fear. Can you share with the audience an opportunity that you had with a mentee where you were able to help them overcome a fear that they had?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we've personally have gone through and purchased properties that are in very nice shape, and then also properties that are in very poor shape. And properties that are in very poor shape, they look scarier than they really need to look, because people don't understand that those things that they see can be fixed in a manner that may not be as costly as what they expect. And so I had a member here, it was probably about a year and a half ago, they were looking at a small, I think it was a 18 unit property, and it was pretty beat up. And we took the initial tour, which was great because I was able to go with them and take a look at that. And as we walked through the units, you know, they were lived hard in. So, I mean, the sheetrock was messed up. There was ceiling fans coming off the wall. There were some plumbing leaks and things like that. And they were concerned about what they had. And I told them, you know, I said, hey, look, this is all cosmetic here. This right here can be, we can address that with the contractor. Let's just make sure that we have the capital that's required for you to make this the property that you want it to be and see if it still makes sense. And then after that meeting, after probably less than a week of time, we were able to get some quotes and find out that was something that was going to work for them. That member closed on their first acquisition. They've been very successful with it.
I think that's really cool. I mean, that's something that you bring to the table that I can't bring to the table myself as a mentee. Talk to me about the Lifestyles Unlimited community.
Well, the community is the power of, you got education, which is mentorship and education, and we have operations consultants, and all that is very, very valuable. But the community itself is also extremely valuable. And the reason is because members openly talk about whatever kind of issues, whatever kind of successes that they have. And it helps the, you know, especially for new members coming in or even people that go to the case study. They can talk to members and talk to them about, you know, what kind of challenges or successes that they've had. And it really helps to motivate everybody to continue to go towards that path of financial freedom through real estate investing. And then also from our leads perspective, so the guys that are actually out there running properties, not only do we have our operation consultants, but we have each other. And so we're super open with communication there. So, you know, if I need a contractor in a location that I know another member has ownership of, I can call them up and say, hey, I need somebody that does plumbing over here. And they'll give me their contact. They'll give me the person that they talk to and how much they charge and all of those things that makes operating a property much more efficient and much more effective, because not only do we have the resources we've built, we've got the resources that everyone in that group has built. So that's a tremendous value to not only the passive members, but the lead members as well.
Do you set goals for yourself?
It's time to set another set of goals. Yes, we do.
Okay. So what kind of goals would you be thinking about?
You know, our boys, my oldest boy is graduating this year. My youngest boy, he's a freshman this year. And so it's not going to be long before we are going to have, you know, an opportunity for Amber and I to have, you know, just time supporting them, but not as much time supporting them. So we need to sit down and kind of set some goals as to what that looks like, so that whenever it comes that time, we can already be on the path to achieve that.
And how often do you sit down and set goals for yourself and Amber?
You know, it's been about a year. We haven't done it as much as we have. We were in the middle of a property sell and then in the beginning of a property buy. And so we kind of got busy over the last year, just on top of our normal activities. But usually it's going to be an annual or semi-annual basis, but it needs to be more than that, I think.
So when you set goals for yourself, do you follow the path where you set goals that are just ridiculously unattainable, or do you follow the path where you set goals that can be obtained?
No. So we set more achievable goals. And in doing that, you know, there's usually a few things each day that you need to do to achieve that. So you've got your, you know, your big goal that you're going to achieve, but you got to break that down into steps. And so in order to achieve that goal, you might have five steps, and each of those steps is going to have sub-goals. And you just kind of break it down so that, you know, by the time that little sub-step needs to be done, you've got that completed, and you've got the list of the next set of things that need to be completed for the next goal. And you're always just kind of working towards them.
What are the top 3 to 5 things that our listeners should be focused on if they're considering becoming real estate investors?
Well, I would say get educated. First of all, let's get exposed. Let's understand what the opportunities are. Because if you don't understand what the opportunities are, you may not be understand, you know, how much this could be a life-changing event for you. So start finding case studies. Start finding places that you can go and network with some of the members. And then once you do that, take that step. Take that 2-day step. Go get that 2-day education. It's worth far, far more than what the charge is for it. And that 2-day will give you all the information you need to be able to go out and buy single families after day one. So, you know, depending on what your goals are, you may be able to achieve those goals after 1 day of education. Or if you want to go through and do apartment community investing, after a couple of days, you'll have the education to get started on that. And if you join that program, then you'll have a ton of education. So I think exposure, education, and all of that takes action. If you want a change, then you have to act. I think Dale says what gets in the way of a great life is a good life. And so sometimes we kind of get complacent about where we're at. And the things that kind of chew us up a little bit every day, is just that's just the way life is. And it's supposed to chew you up a little bit, and you just take it, and you go to the next day, and it chews you up, and you just take it. But you make enough that you're comfortable. You can take off on the weekends. You can barbecue or do something like that. But it may not be something that you're actually happy with. And so, you know, you realize that there's something better for you. Take action towards taking that first step so that you can see what opportunities are out for you.
If you hadn't become a real estate investor, what would your life be like right now?
Well, that's a good question. So whenever I retired, about a month later, they announced that the region that I was part of was going to get shut down. So I had a lot of friends that didn't make it to the transition. And so they had to scramble around. And the time that was happening, oil and gas was not, it wasn't in the boom cycle. It was in a bust cycle. So, you know, I've had some friends that have gone through some hard times trying to find, you know, jobs that would meet the salaries that they were used to. Maybe have to downsize their lifestyle and whatnot. And that sure could have been me. I mean, it absolutely could have been. Where would I be? I'd probably be in Houston. I'd probably be in Houston somewhere, back out in West Texas. And, you know, doing the things that I knew I could do because I didn't realize what opportunities were available to me.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, opportunities, and that's what Lifestyles Unlimited brings to its members, are opportunities for the future. Hey, Robert, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of today's radio show. I know the listeners learned a lot from you. I myself learned something from you, which I won't disclose on the air, but I will talk to you about when we have our next mentoring session. So if you want to do what Robert's doing, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.